up and we sing that lovely song together, Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. That lovely old hymn of John Newton's extols the grace of Jesus Christ our Lord. And this brings us to a text this morning in 2 Corinthians 8 and 9. It reads like this, For ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich. 2 Corinthians 8 and 9, which contains this astonishing statement, really reveals three great facts. Fact number one, the wonderful fact that he was rich. The more wonderful fact, he became poor. And the most wonderful fact, that we, through his poverty, might be rich. Isn't that tremendous? Now let's look at these three simple statements, and we'll chew upon them perhaps for the rest of the day. And perhaps a little longer, too. 2 Corinthians 8 and 9 says, Ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Sometimes when I read that, I challenge my own heart and say, Well, now do I? Paul says we do. We know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I say, Well, Paul, how can we know it? Well, he says, I'll tell you. I'll tell you how you can know the mighty grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Fact number one, he was rich. Although he was rich. Now, think of those three words, he was rich. The question immediately arises, when? When was he rich? And the answer, certainly not when he was here in this world. He was the poorest of the poor. He was born of poor parents, poor peasant mother, born and reared among poor circumstances. When he grew to a man, he had nothing of this world's good. He didn't even have a coin in his pocket with which to illustrate his message one day. He had to borrow it. He had to say, show me a penny. He was rich, nevertheless. When? Not when he was here as a man, but in the past eternity, before Bethlehem, away back when he was with the Father and the Holy Spirit in heaven. He was rich. Rich in love. Rich in glory. Rich in possessions. Rich in all the eternal glory that was his before the foundation of the world. Not, I repeat, when he became a man and lived among us and had nowhere to lay his head, but rather before he became a man in the past eternity, he was rich. Fact number two, the more wonderful fact, he became poor. How poor did he become? All my friends, notice it was a voluntary act on his part. He became poor. He became poor, so poor that he was born in a stable, cradled in a manger, in a cattle shed. Poor, reared as a carpenter in that rather unsavory town of Nazareth up in Galilee. He was homeless. He was foodless. He was penniless. But all my friends, his poverty extended far more deeply than that. He became so poor that when he went to the cross of Calvary, he was forsaken by all, forsaken by his nation, forsaken by his family, forsaken by his disciples, and finally forsaken of his God, so that he cried out of the darkness, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? He became poor. He who was rich, so infinitely rich, at the cross of Calvary alone in the darkness and in the depths of judgment and anguish, he became infinitely poor. Now then, the text says, for your sakes he became poor. For your sakes he became poor. Paul was writing this letter, my friends, to Gentiles of the deepest dye, whose lives had been so besmirched by sin, whose lives had been so enslaved by guilt. And yet he says, for your sake he became poor. And I can apply that to myself, can't you, this morning? For my sake he became poor. For my sake he died. Now then, the end of it. Listen to the most wonderful fact of all. You know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, that's fact number one, for your sakes he became poor, that's the more wonderful fact. Number two, Number three, that ye through his poverty might be rich. That's the most wonderful fact of all, that we through his poverty. Did you get that? Not through our own effort, not through our doing and our saying and our giving and our being and our own effort, but ye through his poverty, through his poverty might be rich. What poverty? The poverty that was his on the cross. For your sake he became poor, that ye through his poverty. You see, friends, this destroys all self-salvation. It's not through anything you have done or I have done, but it's through his poverty, through his cross, and his cross and his precious blood alone, that ye through his poverty might be rich. Not merely that we might escape hell and judgment. That's part of the package. But that we through his poverty might be rich. Rich? How rich? Well, to become sons of God through faith in him. Heirs and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. To be the beloved of God. So that we can sing, so near, so very near to God. Nearer I cannot be. For in the person of his Son, I am as near as he. Well, take these facts. The wonderful fact that he was rich, the more wonderful fact that he became poor, and the most wonderful fact that we, through his poverty, might be rich. Are you rich today? Are you spiritually rich? You can be, but it's only through the Christ who died for you and rose again.